Hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm here on a Tuesday. Hey, I want to say this, that we normally don't play two games in an hour, but I have a game that we played. I just have some leftover of it. So it's like leftovers.
Okay.
But it's fun. We're going to play a game coming up, though, in just a little bit, where we use an actor, and we go, this is the main role they were known for. So we have that game coming up. Also, we're going to do our perfect days, and then something cool happened in Amy's neighborhood all this hour. And nothing cool ever happens in Amy's neighborhood, meaning there's a lot of crime in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was, I thought, almost a criminal situation, and then it wasn't so bad.
All that this hour.
Yeah.
But I'd like to start the show out with this game, because Mike D and I sit and we go, well, we didn't finish the game. I think somebody won real quick. So we're going to do one-hit wonders. If you remember last time we played this, the game ended pretty quickly, so I have leftovers.
Okay.
So everybody write your answer down. Let's Amy, Lunchbox, producer Eddie. I will play you a one-hit wonder. Just give me the name of the artist, okay?
All right.
Perfect.
Here you go. If you miss it, you're eliminated. Here we go. One hit wonder. And
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
I'm in for the win.
And
Amy.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Lunchbox.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Eddie.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Ooh, they get harder. These are all tough.
Okay, because that one was pretty easy.
That one was money easy. Yeah. I got to give you guys something good. I like to give you guys a little positive reinforcement to start the game.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Who sings Eye of the Tiger? Go ahead. You're Eddie's in?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Tiger.
I don't think I'm right.
This is from Rocky, guys.
No way. Really? Mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that. What scene?
Amy?
I'm in.
Not you answering have? You.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone and the Kitty Cats.
Yeah, he sang that.
Lunchbox.
At first, I wrote Gary Glitter, but I changed it to Survivor. Yeah!
Oh.
Who's Gary Glitter?
He sings Rock and Roll Part 2. Well, he does the song. He goes, dun, dun, dun.
Oh, okay.
Dun, dun. Another sports anthem.
Gary Glitter?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He knew that. I have
he
Survivor.
He just knew a name.
I just knew the name.
That's crazy. All right. Survivor.
Two are still in the mix.
Yeah. Oh.
They get harder, though.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
One hit tough. Wonder. Here we go.
Yeah, thank you for my memory there. Aha.
Amy, you got it?
Oh, yeah, but out. I mean, I'm out.
Man, that
oh,
felt
she's
good.
Eliminated.
But I do.
She's
got
to sing it and it comes to you.
Lunchbox.
That's my girl, Fiona Apple.
Woohoo! Eddie?
I'm shocked. Fiona Apple.
Yeah.
Don't be shocked, dude. I mean, the dome just comes to you sometimes.
One hit wonder. Name that artist.
So informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman. I go glam. I like it, boom, boom.
And for the win.
And that's quick. Lunchbox?
That's snow.
Eddie?
Snow. How does he know all these?
Okay, here we go.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway.
I think I have it.
Marry you anyway.
Rude.
Why you gotta be so rude?
Now this one, Lunchbox, came to me in the dome, just like that.
Well, don't be talking.
Like, thank you for your memory.
Rude. Have we heard that song before?
Lunchbox. 3 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you have?
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Pretty sure he's huge. I know, but I didn't
Eddie,
have anything.
For the win.
Just popped up in the dome. Right. Magic.
Yeah!
My paper. I know it.
I was looking at your paper like you were cheating.
Man.
How about this, though? Eddie, see if you can name these, the bonus ones we didn't get.
Come
to.
On.
Here we go. And.
Tequila.
The.
Hold on, let's put his hand up like you knew it. You know it?
No, I was doing tequila.
Okay, Eddie?
The.
Tequila.
Silhouettes.
The Champs.
The Champs.
Wow.
And
one final one.
G6.
Far East Movement.
Yeah. Oh, how did you know that?
Listen to you guys' show.
Yeah, there you go. Eddie, big winner, starts the
show. Yeah, baby!
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Right, what do you have over there?
The perfect day.
What do you mean?
Thousands of people were polled asking them like what their perfect day would look like, and I have the top answers, and then it got me curious like what your perfect day would be.
All right, what are their top? Let's go number five. Wait, are these like things, like one thing?
These are the top answers for people.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Drum roll, number five.
Waking up after a good night's sleep. That would be pretty perfect for some people.
Go ahead.
That's followed by getting plenty of laughter throughout the day.
Well, these are very vague.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead, three.
Not working.
I don't mind working. Number two.
Sitting down for at least one really amazing meal.
Mm.
Number two, being somewhere you can feel the sun on your face.
Oh, like the beach.
Nah. And I'm number one answer.
Yeah.
Number one answer. And this I could see you maybe having is having some good music to listen to, whether it's a concert or whatever.
I think we all agree all those are pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, a perfect day, or do you want me to go first?
You can go.
All right. Raymond, if you hit my music, please.
I can see clearly.
I'm feeling it.
Somebody was prepped for this.
Well, I wake up about 11.
Yeah.
Like, I love to sleep in. I know I do a morning show. Ain't nothing morning about this guy here. 2 days and I'm off the schedule. Instead of waking up at 3, I'm a whole different day. I'm waking up at 11. I wake up at 11. And I wake up and my dog, I take him out and he uses the bathroom immediately, and we got that over with. He just walks out, both things come out. I'm good. We're good. So I don't have to worry about that. Then the Razorbacks are playing a 12 o'clock game. So Arkansas Razorback football is, this is perfect day. It's my fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Razorbacks are playing at noon. And so I'm like, all right. So I go to the game. We play Alabama, LSU, and we win. Fantastic. Okay, yeah, we win. It's a big game, big SEC game. Coach Morris and I, we walk off and And so I finished the game. It's like 3. And I'm like, I got to get a workout in. So I go and I get on my Peloton and I set a new personal record.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's about 4:30. I'm done with that. I have a little early lunch because I got a heavy night planned. But I have a little early, like some grilled chicken. You know, I'm going to keep it healthy because why would I work out if I'm going to eat sloppy? So I have a little grilled chicken, probably a little rice, a little pilaf. Got a little pilaf in there.
What's that?
Rice pilaf.
Oh.
And so finish that. And then what do I know? And I know these two don't run together, but oddly, the Chicago Cubs are playing a night game. So I'm going to go over and watch the Chicago Cubs play. And they're honoring the 1989 team that won the NL East. And so Mark Grace is there. Andre Dawson's there. Sean Dunstan's there. Like, the whole crew's there. And they want me to come down and be a part of it. So I go and the Cubs win. And I'm like, man, what a great day. And I have a nice dinner. I probably got my hot girlfriend with me. Don't know who that is yet, but we're probably together.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I get a text and I'm like, I wonder why John Mayer's texting me. Well, John Mayer's playing a secret show that it's only just me and her. And he plays whatever we want. And then Then we do that. And then we make sweet love till 11:59 p.m. And then the day turns over. I'm back in a pumpkin.
And none of that ever happens again.
No, and I would say that's pretty much the greatest day.
Sounds like a good day.
But it all starts with this song right here when I went,
here's today. 11 a.m.
Yeah.
That's late.
No alarm
clock. Half your good day is gone.
But that's why it's so good. I get to sleep.
Did you listen to the rest of the day, Amy?
I know, it's pretty amazing.
I'm rocking it.
I know.
Oh. Amy, what is your best day like?
Well, man, it's hard to top that, that's for sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
But first of all, it starts with my kids not waking me up. Mm-hmm. Like, I get to sleep maybe till 7:30 or 8, and Stevenson's not hovering over me saying, Mom, can you make me pancake? Can you make me pancake? Like, I would love that. So I just wake up naturally by myself and I get to roll out the door. I don't have to worry about the kids. I get to go to yoga right away and it's amazing. And then I come home from yoga and the kids have made me homemade waffles.
Oh, they've made food for
you. Yes. And I walk in and we all get to eat waffles as a family. And then we head to the lake because that's where on a boat. We listen to awesome music. We ride around, just me, my husband, and the kids. Well, I mean, shoot, we're getting particular. Probably on George Strait's boat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He loaned you his boat?
Is he there?
He's with us.
Oh, no.
He's skiing.
Yeah, obviously. He was like, Amy, grab the fam, come out, to Amy, the boat.
Grab the fam.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time. I got
Draw one out San Antonio.
We got oceanfront property.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wherever. And then after that, we get back to the house, and my husband's like, I know you've had one of those days, so I booked you a massage.
No!
At the house! Wow. And I get a massage, and then after that, I walk into the TV room, and there's big pallets made on the floor, and we settle in for a family movie night with popcorn and cookies. And
did George Strait hang out all day? Is he, like, watching movies, too?
Nah, he's just at the lake.
Oh, he's just at the lake?
But I get to watch whatever movie I want. Doesn't even have to be kids.
Dang.
Or manly. Can be, I don't know, whatever I want.
This went from, like, what's a great day to our fantasy days,
mm-hmm.
real quick.
Was that it for Amy?
Yeah.
No sweet love till 11:59?
Wow. Oh, sorry.
She's getting out of that. Hers is we don't have that on there. Yeah. Well, that's good. I picked mine over yours, but I definitely respect yours.
Yeah, I mean, yours is definitely.
Yeah.
Yours isn't. Okay, minus George Strait, my day's actually possible.
Yeah, mine's John Mayer. In Arkansas games and Chicago Cubs games.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
But you said that Arkansas and baseball and football don't coincide.
They
do.
It's a tough mix. It's tough to hit them on the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Well, there we have it. Our perfect days.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I think sometimes your neighborhood gets a bad rap. And I don't even know that that's unfair.
No.
Because there's a lot of
drama.
It's
warranted. Yeah, there's a lot that happens there. It's on the news a lot. There's bad stuff. Like, it's happened.
I mean, there are kids that walk around trying to open car doors, steal stuff.
Yes.
There were kids that stole your kid's bike and you confronted them.
And I still see them. And I see them walking around. And I check in on them like, y'all aren't stealing anything today, are you?
Oh, that's what you say to them?
Yeah. I still remind him that I know. And he likes me, I think. One day he may start to not, but... For now, we get along.
There was a guy on your street shooting at cars.
Yeah.
What else has been happening in your neighborhood in that vein? Because there's a good story we're going to get to.
Well, okay.
Anything else shady? I told you two of my friends were robbed right by your house.
Gunpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a car?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. Things like that are just like not that great. So I know the areas that sometimes can be bad. I know some of the people that have done bad things. But again, love your neighbor, right? Like my dog got out.
Okay.
And she ran away. And normally she'll like come back, but she was not coming back. And I was running down. I ended up on some streets like I normally don't go to in some alley that I wouldn't go to by myself for sure. But I was chasing her. I didn't have a choice. And I see like three guys and I instantly had a judgment. And I know that I think they're probably part of the crowd. And I started to get nervous and I was like, ugh, you know? And they went after my dog and grabbed her by the collar and held her for me until I could get there.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, that's what's up. I'm like, thank you guys. Don't worry. I had no prejudgment in my head when I was running over here. Just kidding. I totally was scared. But it helped me be like, okay, like you don't have to be scared of everybody in every situation. Like, I'm sure there are times if they needed to, they could be tough. But in that moment, they were soft and they helped me save my dog.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your dog back.
Yes.
Why didn't she come back?
I don't know. She felt free. It's been like so hot that we haven't been able to go on as many walks as we normally do. Like, just that's just the truth. Like, you can't do it. It's like too taxing on her. So I think like I was in the garage doing something and I opened the garage door and she was like, freedom. So she went out our alley down the bad direction. And ended up in a shadier park, and it ended up being great. And it was a good moment. I got to thank them, and hopefully they'll still have my back if something else happens.
Amy's surrounding herself with the right people. The wrong people. Yeah. My dog is now darting off a bit too now.
Yeah.
I got to train him not to.
Did you chip your dog yet?
No, but I'm about to.
I realize in this circumstance, we have not yet. Because, I mean, it's just been, we've had her since fall of last year, so it's time. I can't believe it.
I'd also like to chip you if that's okay.
Sure.
Just would like to know where everybody is all the time. Is that cool?
No problem.
I'd like to chip me while we're at it too so I can pay for bills. Beep with my finger. Bobby Bone, come on. So Matt LeBlanc, Amy, when you think of that dude, I was watching an interview with him last night. When you think of Matt LeBlanc, you think of
Joey.
From Friends, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can't shake that character
mm-hmm.
because he's been doing it forever. And so here's what we're going to do. Write your answers down. Amy Lunchbox, producer Eddie. I will give you an actor. You tell me the one role that people associate with that actor.
Okay.
Give me the actor name. So I would say Matt LeBlanc, and you would say Joey from Friends.
Yep.
Got it.
So I need the character and the show they're from. If you miss it, you're out. You're all three in, but if you miss it, you're out.
Wow. Okay.
Number one, Bob Saget. Bob Saget.
Wait, you act like you don't know that, Lunchbox.
I know what show he's in.
Known okay. for, I need the character in the show.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
This is easy, right? Lunchbox is huffing and puffing.
To me, it was the easiest one I put up.
I don't watch Full House. That's the only guy I know on there.
All right, Amy.
Full House, Danny Tanner.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Full House, Danny Tanner.
Eddie.
Oh my God. Full House, Danny Tanner.
There we go.
Man, what were you stressing about?
That's called playing possum.
No, Danny Tanner really came to me at the last minute. Look, I wrote Full House first because I didn't know it.
Jason Alexander. Jason Alexander is known as one role. What role and what show is that? Amy looks like she's struggling right now.
I'm in.
Is she doing the old Lunchbox possum, though, is the question.
That for sure was a possum.
Oh. No, I just thought of it.
All right, Amy?
Seinfeld. George.
Correct. Lunchbox.
George Costanza, Seinfeld.
Eddie?
Yeah, George Seinfeld.
There you go, Jason Alexander. Correct.
George?
All right, we're going to get a little tougher now. Rainn Wilson. Really defined by one character on one show.
I'm in.
Who?
Rainn Wilson.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Dwight the Office.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Dwight the Office.
Correct. Eddie.
Dwight the Office.
Nice. Woo! All right. Getting a little harder here.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek. Really known as one character on one show. Obviously, he's done other things. But really known as one character on one show. James Vanderbeek. Needed a name and the show.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Correct. Eddie?
Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Can't stump them. They're all in it. They're in it here. Okay. How about Aaron Paul? Let's go a little harder. Aaron Paul.
Got it. Oh, that one just came to me. I believe the man upstairs gave me that one.
Eddie's already thanking God.
Oh.
Five seconds. Aaron Paul, that's a time.
Do you know it, Amy?
Yeah.
Amy?
Jesse, Breaking Bad.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Breaking Bad.
No name?
Nope.
Incorrect. Eddie?
Jesse Pinkman, Breaking Bad.
There you go. You two are still in it.
Yeah! See you, Lunch.
Alfonso Ribeiro. TV show is he from?
I'm in.
Amy?
Carlton, Fresh Prince.
Eddie?
Carlton, Fresh Prince.
There you go. Both got a point there. We only have two more. All right.
I'm getting nervous, Amy.
Dustin Diamond.
I'm in.
Oh.
Did you write it
down
already?
That's like Mike Tyson not sitting down in between rounds. He's just showing that he's there. Amy just said, I'm in. She didn't sit down.
I'm in.
Amy?
Screech, Saved by the Bell.
Eddie?
Screech, Saved by the Bell.
Good. All right, one more. If you guys both get this, we'll go to tiebreaker.
All right.
Kelsey Grammer.
I'm in.
Oh.
If you are
I'm in.
You can't rewrite.
I'm in.
Ooh, Amy's struggling right now.
I'm in.
Amy.
Frasier. Kelsey Grammer.
Frasier. I guess that's right. Frasier.
But Kelsey Grammer played Frasier on Frasier. Oh, yeah. You said his name.
What do you have?
Yeah.
I have Frasier Cheers.
I'll take them both.
Dr.
Mostly
Frasier.
Frasier. Whatever. Okay. You know what? Whatever.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. So tie on that
tiebreaker.
One?
You either both got it right or both got it wrong. But here we go.
Either way,
you're
on.
The same. Tiebreaker, buzz in with your name. Just yell your name as your buzzer. Here we go. The actor is Jim Parsons.
Amy.
Amy.
Big Bang Theory.
And what's his name on the show?
Donald.
No, Eddie.
Eddie Sheldon.
Winner!
Yay!
Yeah! There you go. Congratulations,
what a fight.
Eddie.
Thanks, bud.
Look at this guy. Woo! This guy is winning games like crazy. There he is.
All I do is win, all boys.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
3 years ago, Amy is a teacher in high school, and she had a student in her class, very quiet, withdrawn, but he was very smart. She starts talking to him, get to know him. It turns out he was living in a group home, didn't have family, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to bring you in as your foster mother. Let him move in.
Wow.
Smash cut 3 years later, he's going to graduate as the valedictorian, and he's choosing between Yale and Harvard, full ride.
Wow. So many layers to that story. One, she's a teacher, making a difference. That's great. Two, she realizes she can help more so than just in the classroom. She fosters him. Fantastic. Three, he obviously thrives in an environment with support. He is now choosing an Ivy League school, which is amazing. Four, Lunchbox has valedictorian so wrong that it distracts me from the rest of the story.
But you got all the highlights.
I said it wrong?
Valedictorian.
You said it, when you said valedictorian, Amy and I looked at each other and just tried not to laugh.
Valedictorian.
Excuse me?
Valedictorian.
Excuse me?
Valedictorian.
Excuse me? Huh. Stop.
Valedictorian.
Yeah, you should stop saying that.
Okay.
It's valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
There, wow, there it is.
Valedictorian. Mm-hmm.
Right? You got it.
Unless he emphasizes the dick a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
He does. Yeah, valedictorian. But how you say it?
Valedictorian.
That's it. That's
there
it.
You go.
Yeah.
Now it's rolling off the tongue.
With support from me in that situation, you've just thrived.
I mean, you guys are like this foster lady.
Yes, we just fostered you in a segment. There it is. Eddie, how's that make you feel as a foster parent?
That's awesome.
Right?
Yes. More people need to be like this. Do stuff like this. A lot of kids in need out there.
Fantastic. Good story, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Long Island, New York. A man really wanted to be a police officer, but, you know, I don't want to go through the training. So he just got lights, sirens on his car, and he started randomly pulling people over. So he sees a minivan, goes, woo, woo, pulls him over, and it's a minivan full of detectives on the way to training.
Not just one, but a minivan full of detectives.
What are the odds?
That'd be me. I finally decide to rob a bank, and it's full of... It's National Cop Day.
Right.
We're all the cops. Yeah, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bone Show.
Lunchbox, did you sign for somebody here in the building?
Yeah, I did do that.
That wasn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's some drama now.
What do you mean drama?
I didn't know anything about it, but one of our bosses came to me and said somebody from the morning show signed somebody's name and it wasn't them.
Yes, there was someone in the building that needed something signed by one of the bosses. The bosses was not going to be back for 3 days, and he had to turn it in. And I said, look, man, no one's ever going to read the signature. I'll do it for you.
What were you signing for?
It's something about play. Like, it's something with a record label you get to sign once a month.
Oh,
sounds important.
Dear.
Well, like, HR called me, and they were like, hey, who signed when they shouldn't have signed?
What?
Yeah, because you can't do that.
But that's illegal, right? Is that
I'm not
forging?
Sure the legalities of it, but I didn't know that you really did that. I thought it was just a joke.
No, he seemed like he was in a panic. He was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, he goes, he signs it every month. He doesn't even read it. So it's like.
So you signed it? Why would you put yourself at risk
like
that?
Who was saying, I don't know what to do?
It's a coworker.
Coworker? I don't want to say names. Like, no need to say names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But I was just like, okay, just like. And he was like, I have bad handwriting. So I was like, okay, here you go. Boom. And I just kind of did a little curly Q and a line and boom. Just kind of a generic signature. Real easy.
Okay. But you did do it?
I did do it. I was trying to help a coworker out of a situation.
Why couldn't he just do it then if he wanted someone to sign it fake? Because now you've put yourself and like they're going to have a meeting with you, HRS, for signing for one of our bosses.
He said he has bad handwriting, so it would be obvious. And he had written something on the note, like he had to fill out the paperwork so they would know his handwriting. So I said, okay, I'll help you out, man. You come. That's what I do. When coworkers need help, I help them out. Now, I'm a team player. Like, listen, guys, you need something done, I'll help you out.
What do you think about this? Because he's probably going to get in trouble for it.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I thought maybe a package came and the package was going to get taken away, which is a whole annoying process if someone doesn't just sign for it. So that would be super helpful. So I think there's times for signature fraud. And
oh, she's about the F word.
Don't say fraud.
Oh, that is fraud. That is.
And
especially
then
if this is an FCC thing.
Times to not do signature fraud. And this, I don't understand what he was signing for. So it seems a little sketch. And if HR is involved, I would rather just bow out and plead the fifth.
I don't think Lunchbox knew what he was signing.
But it doesn't matter. Why would you put yourself at risk?
Right.
I'm not going to sign for somebody
person,
I don't.
Whoever the other coworker is suckered you into doing it because they could have done it. It doesn't matter if your handwriting's messy or neat if you do a line with a curlicue. Like, I feel like they were scared, so they got you to do it. So now you're going to take the fall. Oh, no.
No, I mean, we're in it together because.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. In it together. Famous last words. Don't worry. We're in it together.
Wow.
We're co-conspirators. If there's anything wrong with it, there's nothing wrong. It was just one little sheet of paper. It wasn't even like a huge booklet. Well, it was one paper.
Co-conspirators are still conspirators.
Bones, what are we talking here? A year? 2 years?
I don't know. No, there's no slammer, but they do want to talk to him. We have been in trouble with the FCC before.
What? This is involving stuff like that?
Yeah. I thought he was going to say he didn't do it.
Now he just went on the radio.
Wait, and how did it get back to you?
Because
the HR?
Yes, through HR.
Wow.
Eddie's loving it over there.
Why is that funny?
It's hilarious because most of the time you're like, no, it wasn't me. And now you're just like, yeah, help
and there's
him out.
No payout.
Let's bro stick together.
What's his name? I don't know.
I thought you guys were going to give me props for helping a coworker out. That's why I took credit for it.
Wow.
But now that you say it's bad, I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
You weren't there.
I went there.
And we're done with this segment. Raymundo, hit that button, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, random little survey of the day. What are the top things that you only do on the weekend? Like, you do not do these things.
Stand-up comedy.
Week.
Nice.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, majority of people. But yes, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots are on tour. People, find your tickets at Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots.com.
That's not a website.
It's a good try, though.
RagingIdiots.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go. I would say sleep late.
Yeah, sleep past 10 a.m. Ding, ding, ding.
I would say on the weekends, watch TV more.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up on Netflix.
Close, but go to a movie theater.
Not the same at all, but.
Well, I know. But it is like you don't normally go weeknight. You go on the weekend.
I'm with you. What else you get? What's top five? Can I get a drum roll, please, from the studio? Number five on things you normally do on the weekend. We have a drum roll. There's no need for that.
Oh, go to church.
There you go.
Go hunting and fishing.
Okay.
Loving every day. Do yard work or housework.
Okay.
Sleep in past 10 a.m. And the number one thing people only do on the weekends, typically, drink.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Do you drink wine on weeknights?
I haven't been lately, but there was a time where, yes, I was every night.
When the kids were first over?
Yes. There was a time. It's very dark.
There was a time.
Thinking back on it.
Drinking wine every night.
Just one little glass to chill out, wind down. But no, I have not been doing that.
Do you know what song that was?
Anymore.
Yeah, Aerosmith, right?
Yeah.
There was a time.
There you go. And what else you got?
I'm in a better place. So should people get bereavement time off from work if their pet dies?
It's a personal day. I don't think you get your own pet days because then you'll have iguanas dying and people using that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a personal day because that's a personal thing? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I just saw a story about a woman who said that she was fired from her job after she took a day off after her dog died. So then she later launched a petition to get bereavement days at work for the death of a pet, and it quickly got like 20,000 signatures. So anyway, it sparked debate amongst offices and different employers and employees, and the news picked it up, and so now it's like, should it be a thing?
Well, just because a lot of people agree with something also doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. Listen, my dog died. I wouldn't be here, but I would use a personal day.
Mm-hmm.
So if they give bereavement days, they've probably already given a personal day or two too as well.
Yeah.
So I would say personal day is fine, but you're just going to have people abusing the system. My goldfish died. Need a bereavement.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I think it has to be a dog. Or
well, now then you're just defining what pet matters to most people.
That you've had.
Gerbil.
I mean, some people can get really attached to gerbils.
I've had 92 of them.
Right? Hamster.
All right, what else?
So if you're dreaming about these things, I just want to run through them quickly. It literally could be your body telling you to slow it down in life.
How many are you going
to
give us?
how many you want. I got six.
Okay, drum roll, please.
Okay. If you dream about your car brakes not working, that is an obvious one that you need to slow down.
Obviously.
Oh, that one's a literal.
It's a guy, your dream is like literally.
I'm good. I don't dream about that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Have you ever dreamt about your house being on fire?
No.
Okay. You're drowning.
No.
Okay. You're on an out of control train.
Like a crazy one.
No.
You are bleeding. Or maybe even someone else. Mm-mm. And lastly, there is a consistent alarm situation. If it happens a lot in your dreams, you know, you've got a lot of stress happening because you have just alarms going off in your body and brain like all the time. Mm-mm. So that's a warning. Slow down.
Here's the things that happen to mine consistently. My teeth crumble. Mm-hmm. You may look that up, see what that means. But that happens enough where I'm like, oh, I had one of those teeth falling out, teeth crumbling dreams. And then I run from a witch a lot.
A witch?
Yeah. I just run from, and also I can like float sometimes in my dreams. I can like run and I can't fly, but I can like boom.
Like Luigi in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I just got highlighted here.
Oh, wow. Teeth falling out's a bad one.
Crumbling teeth can be associated with one's insecurity in life. The fact the teeth crumble means there's an area in waking life that needs your attention. The crumbling teeth seen in your dream can indicate a loss of control or you're unable to defend an attack by your enemies.
Ooh.
Yeah, it says lack of self-esteem.
Or maybe I just didn't brush that day. It really could mean anything.
Wow. You grind your teeth when you sleep?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have to wear a mouth guard. It's hot.
Hot as in it's hot, like the temperature?
No.
Or you're just like sexy?
I'm sarcastically saying hot, like not sexy.
Apparently witches, if you dream about a witch, your dream might indicate destruction or something evil.
Mm.
Dang.
It's pretty right on the nose, though. All right, what else? You got another story, or is that it?
That's it.
All right, there's your pile. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this couple, Tim and Carissa, in Colorado, and they love riding their tandem bicycle. Kind of jealous about this because it's something I've thought about getting my husband. They would ride it to Colorado State University football games. Stuff like that. It was a wedding gift, but it was stolen from their home. Well, when officers responded to some, like, I don't know, house that had a bunch of stolen goods, they found the tandem bike. But whoever had stole it had tried to turn it into a motorcycle. So it was all taken apart and sort of ruined and not rideable. So the officers, knowing that it was a special wedding gift, they pitched in a bunch of money, even raised some money to buy the couple a new tandem bike. And when they went back to their house, they said, hey, We couldn't get your bike, but we got you this bike.
And that's a sweet story. I like it. However, let me just go back a few steps.
What?
These thieves, why not just steal a motorcycle instead of trying to build one out of a tandem bike? Like, you're already a thief.
Have you seen a tandem motorcycle?
Just go and steal a motor. That's a good story, though. I like that one. Police officers are recognized for doing things that they don't really have to do.
Yeah, not at all. They could have been like, we found your bike, but just, like, totally ripped apart. But they didn't.
And how unsafe is a tandem fake motorcycle bike? Like, all this is not good. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
I had a dream the ocean was filled with orange soda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a fantasy.
A fantasy.
Nice. Fanta.
Oh, yeah. You get it all coming good together one. There. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You guys are able to send emails. The email address is...
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
There it is. Whatever you want to send. Mailbag@bobbybones.com. Let's open it.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, I have a question mainly for Amy and Eddie, but also for you since you are the parenting expert.
Sweet. This is true.
Yeah, thank you. After hearing Eddie's story about foster care, my husband and I started talking about the idea of foster care, and we're actually starting foster parent training later this month. Currently, my husband and I do not have any children of our own, so we would really like to take in two foster kids who are siblings because we know it's much harder for DCS to find homes where they can keep their siblings together. However, because we don't have any kids yet, some of our friends and family think we won't be prepared for the emotional aspect of parenting more than one child at a time. We would love to hear the show's opinions and advice on our situation. Please keep us anonymous because our friends listen to the show. Love, anonymous couple. That's the end of that email.
Yeah.
Let me give a quick update on Eddie's situation first. Eddie has two kids of his own. He's fostering two children as well that are related.
Correct. Two siblings.
Yes. Amy has two adopted children. And I have no kids.
But.
And still one in my heart.
And you're a parenting expert.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's go to Eddie first, who's in the middle of fostering right now. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's awesome that they're even considering it. And I completely disagree that it's risky to not have kids and go into fostering. I mean, this is kind of like parenting boot camp. I mean, it's like served to you on a platter. Here are your kids. There's no pregnancy involved. There's no like all of that. It's just like, here you go. You got two kids. And basically, I think people just misunderstand that taking care of a kid or whatever. It's like all they really need is love. So if you can love a person, you can love two kids, two siblings, whatever. And I think it's great that they're even considering it, and I think they should totally do it.
Are you saying it's a better situation than what they're coming from, even if you don't have it all figured out?
Yeah. I mean, dude, we don't have things figured out when you have biological kids. Really have no clue. We're calling our parents, friends, everyone we know. Dude, what do we do about this?
Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, similarly, you're never ready till you're ready. It just happens. Like, and once you're in it, you just figure it out as you go. And I think you're doing the right thing. Asking questions of people that you know that have gone before you. I think that's the number one resource that you have is talking to people that have gone before you, whether it's people you listen to on the radio or maybe people in your community, family members, people from church, or like call the different organizations you may go through to foster or adopt or whatever you decide to do, and talk with them and see if they can set you up with a couple that has done it before. Go get coffee, lunch. Like, that's what I did, and it was so helpful for me and my husband. And I feel like we had mentors through the entire process, and we still have those mentors, and you have those people that you can call on in times when it's hard. Because, yeah, you do have to have a lot of love to give, but you've got, there's a lot that comes we all have things, you know, and these kids are coming from a different situation that maybe you don't know exactly what they're feeling or going through. And it's hard, and you might need a shoulder to lean on, and people have to understand what you're going through.
Well, as the parenting expert.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is, first of all, they'll be coming from a way better situation. So that alone is a win. Boom. In their column.
Yeah.
Secondly, as the expert that I am, and an expert in a lot of things. An expert actually goes to other people and goes, you know what? They know more than me, so you should just listen to them.
Yeah.
So that's where I defer to you two. And my expertise is in just finding people who know. Well, so I'm not really good at anything. I'm just good at finding people to help me do things. And so I say, here are Amy and Eddie, and that's my expert opinion is nice. That trust people that know what they're talking about. But everybody votes yes, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Take three. Why not just two? Take four.
Hey, four. All of them.
Just go right at it. That's good. I like that. Thanks for the email. And anyone else that's considering fostering children, Eddie, how would someone get involved in the fostering process?
We got it through church. Definitely a lot of churches are connected through that. And then just Google. There are a lot of great organizations out there that help with fostering and different agencies. And it's pretty easy, easier than you think.
There you have. That's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag. The Bobby Bones
Show. Amy, what's up with the kids?
Oh, you know, they're just so busy. Because school is back in and they have tutoring and then they still have their music lessons and their sports stuff, gymnastics and whatnot. And so, yeah, all that comes out of their mouth is, we're so busy. And then last night is, we're so busy. There's no time for TV.
Are they upset about that?
Yes, they're frustrated because they have no time for TV. And I said, what? Y'all get at least 30 minutes most nights before you go to bed to wind down on the couch before we go upstairs to read and do whatnot. So I don't feel like no TV, but don't tempt me because we might get to no TV during the week and you only get TV on the weekends. Because I know some parents that do that.
Just weekend TV only?
Only weekend TV. No weekday
only
TV.
Only Little House on the Prairie. Only weekend TV.
Right.
700 Club. That's all you get.
But I will say their schedule has ramped up quite a bit and it is pretty busy. So mostly education. It is all education stuff. So I see how they went from summer to, like all the stuff. But I just thought it was funny that that was their complaint. We're just so busy. There's not even time for TV.
Eddie, your two boys are back in school, huh?
They are. Yeah, they're back in school. Even my foster kid's back in school. They're all going to the same school now. So
did your foster kid go to a new school?
Yeah, whole new school. Oh, it's his first time going to school.
Wow.
Period.
It's his first time to go to school and you're serving as his dad right now.
Yeah, he's in pre-K.
And what is that like?
I mean, he loves it. You know, he said he's made one friend already. So that's cool. Yesterday we were sitting around the dinner table and like, well, who's in your class? He's like, I don't know. I just know one guy and we're pretty tight. So like, I'm excited for him.
That's fun.
Is your wife relieved that she doesn't have four kids all day?
Yes. She gets, I mean, the little ones, they get picked up around one. So it's still kind of a somewhat of a half day. But I mean, she loves that half day.
Just her and the baby.
Her and the baby in the mornings. It's perfect. She loves it.
Well, she did have open house. The boys are both in school.
Yeah.
And the two new kids came, and now she's got two kids now.
Yeah, and now she's like, can you get out of work early and come home a little early so we hang out?
And you're like, nope.
I got a lot of work to
do. I hit golf balls in the studio.
No, it's not true.
Does he still do that lunchbox? Does he still do stuff up here and try to escape?
Do you believe everything lunchbox says?
Not everything, but he's been consistent with that message for about 5 years.
I would never touch a golf ball in this new studio.
Okay, that I believe.
Never again.
In the hall?
Maybe down the hall.
Okay. Well, glad to hear the boys are doing well.
Yeah, they're doing awesome.
Four boys now.
Four boys.
Not just four kids. You have four boys.
Four boys. And sometimes my wife is just like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. It's starting to smell like stinky boys in this house.
So five dudes.
Yeah, dude. Poor girl.
Yeesh.
Feel sorry for her sometimes.
Even that's, I grew up with all women. So it's me and all women. Sisters, grandmother, mom.
Yeah.
No dudes. It all smell like ladies. It's pretty. It's like flowers. All the time. Like amazing flowers. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, here's what's happening. I will give you the pre-show ritual before an artist goes out and does a show, does a concert. This is what they do. You tell me who it is. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number one, this singer eats a complete rotisserie chicken before taking the stage. Is it John Legend, Nick Jonas, or Ed Sheeran?
Oh my gosh.
This singer eats a rotisserie chicken before taking the stage, Amy?
I follow Chrissy Teigen on Instagram, and I feel like her and John are always eating, so I'm going to go with John Legend.
Oh, that's your guess. John Legend. Show me John Legend. Correct.
Boom.
Amy, this artist says she likes a nap and a bowl of berries before she performs. Is it Lorde, Taylor Swift, or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
I'm sorry.
No.
Correct. The person who likes a nap and a bowl of berries is Lorde.
Oh. Wow. It's the one in our
blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. All right, this next singer takes a shot of olive oil.
What?
Before performing.
That's disgusting.
Like drinks it?
Yeah, like a shot. Like shot, 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 shot. This singer takes a shot of olive oil before performing. Is it Selena Gomez, Beyonce, or Britney Spears?
Beyonce?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm really good at this.
It is Selena Gomez. I'm so sick of that same
old love. That wow. Why?
This artist insists on getting a haircut in his dressing room before going on stage. Is it Post Malone, Justin Bieber, or Kanye West?
Wow. I mean, it could be all three of those people.
Which artist insists on getting a haircut before going out on stage? Is it Post Malone, Justin Bieber, or Kanye West?
Kanye.
Show me Kanye.
Woo!
Boom.
Yes.
Hit it. Okay. She a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. All right, I got a couple more. You like this game?
Yeah.
Not really?
I wish I was a little better at it, but I'm 50-50.
This singer gets a massage before every single show.
I already have a guess.
Who would you blind guess?
Lady Gaga.
Is it Lady Gaga?
Ha!
Miley Cyrus or Katy Perry?
Lady Gaga.
She says it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, man.
Katy Perry.
Did she get a massage on American Idol?
I wasn't in a room.
Oh.
Yeah. We came through different holes. She would come through the back hole with Luke and Lionel. Ryan came through a side hole, and I came through like a corner hole from the, because I was with the contestants the whole time. Okay, one more. This rapper is known to eat Lunchable snack packs and get a free weight workout in before he goes to the stage. Lunchable snack packs and a free weight workout, meaning like barbells and stuff.
Got it.
Is it Drake, Eminem, or Big Sean?
Eminem.
Show me Eminem. There it is. You're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
All right, there you go. How you feel about yourself?
I feel pretty good.
What would you do?
Out of all those things?
No, just in general.
Oh, before a show?
Yeah.
Man, that massage sounds great. I'd take a massage and a nap and eat some berries.
A combination of all the things.
I'm not doing it. I'm so curious. I need to Google the why Selena Gomez
does
takes
olive
a
oil.
Shot of oil. It has the recipe.
If Amy's doing it tomorrow.
Right, I know.
Now we know.
Yeah. And then we know the benefits are amazing.
What I do before I go out on stage every time is I have this 3-song playlist and it has to play in its entirety with no interruption or I can't go out. I have to play all 3 songs. Nothing interrupts them. Nobody comes in. They finish.
So you're just alone listening to those 3 songs.
Uh-huh. Every time. Same time.
Wow. So you sometimes, you have to, if you look at the time, you're like, you have to excuse yourself from people and be like, I got to go listen to my songs.
There's never an excuse myself. I live on such a regimented calendar and schedule that I know if there's 30 minutes before we go out, I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way. But I do it every time. And if someone comes and knocks on the door.
You have to start over?
2/3 of the way through song 3, I got to start over.
What? Mm-hmm. Why would we put a note on the door? Listening session in progress.
Mostly nobody bothers me before I go on the show half an hour before. So do you want to know my playlist? Because I keep it up here on my... The actual... It's called pre-show list. And here, I hope there are no bad words. Here you go. This is the first one. It's N-E-R-D, Lemon. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Can we bleep that, Ray? All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's the first word. I'm like, I hope there's no cursing. Well, that's the first one. And the second one is this one right here. There's no cursing on this one, I know. Here you go. Seven Nation Army, White Stripes.
Boom.
I'm playing it from my phone. And the third one that I listen to is still this one. Mary Morris Rich. And if all those work out, I go do my show.
Wow.
Boom. The end. Have a little olive oil. Call it a day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Cassandra Smith, the owner of Bardstown Hair Salon, is shutting down her salon for 3 days to fill it with students in need of free hair services. She does their hair, then gives them a pep talk. Again, she's shutting down her own business for 3 days to do this. She said, if you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you raise your head high and you go in the world with confidence. Last year, she did this for 90 kids. Her goal this year is over 100. And she says her schedule looks solid. It's booked solid. She is committing to the students year-round, offering free services for any occasion, making sure that no child lets the pressures of fitting in get in the way of their education. She funds all this with her own money. And also, she's obviously not opening her business, so she's not making money for those few days, too. So that's a pretty awesome story.
Love it.
About her just giving back. That's it. That's what it's all about in Louisville. Shout out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over on the phone right now is Louise in Missouri. Hello.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Hi, how are you guys? This is so exciting.
We're pretty good. Thanks for calling us. I know it's early in the morning. What would you like to say?
I have a theory on, you bring it up almost every morning about not being married yet at 39 and acting like it's a bad thing. And I think that the reason that you aren't married is because, not necessarily because of commitment issues. I think it's you are so considerate of other people. And when you tackle something, you go 110% with everything that you do. And I think you still have goals for yourself that you know you would not be able to go 110% into a relationship. And so when it gets to that serious of a point, you know that you can't give 110. And so being considerate of them, you don't drag them along.
Amy, what are your thoughts on this?
I feel like there's some, I think that there is some of that mixed in there. Valid.
Just a mix. You just think it's an ingredient, though?
Well, first thing I have to address is Bobby doesn't like when anybody says more than 100% because that's impossible.
It's impossible to give more than all.
Right.
I didn't say anything. I was being considerate for her call.
I know. I'm just FYIing that I know it's eating at you.
Ugh, so bad.
I'll say it for you that he gives 100% of everything he does because it's impossible for him to give 110. But we know what you mean, and I agree with you. Like, I think that's part of it. You are taking the consideration. That's why sometimes, I mean, lately, even you saying, hey, so you want to date or not, is you were that girl that you, like, you had this window to date. You were taking into consideration, like, we got to figure this out, like, now, or then I'm not going to have time for you, and that would be rude.
There was a girl I was preliminarily dating.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I got to leave and go do like American Idol for like 3 or 4 weeks. We should go out a few times, see if we want a date or nah, because I'm not going to be around.
Right. And but that was you being considerate.
Was it though?
I think now that she says that and I really think about it, it is you thinking of your calendar and how much you have going on.
But maybe I shouldn't think of my calendar.
We just live more in the moment.
Maybe a bit.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what's the one reason that I'm single? Go ahead.
And the, single. The one.
Yeah, if you had to pick one, if you're drafting one reason one. That I'm single.
Wow.
Should we do the
no
draft?
Pressure.
Yeah. Reasons what? Bobby's single.
Number one. Go ahead.
The number one. Oh, I know. And it's sad. Bobby has a fear of abandonment.
Mm. Strong. So therefore, strong first pick.
That's
strong
a real
first
good pick.
Good first pick. Sign him up.
Right. I mean, and that's the root of a lot of the issues and a lot of, yeah, things in his life.
True. But Eddie, what were you taking the first round? Since I'm single.
I mean, Amy took a really good one, but I'm going to go with work is too high of a priority in your life.
Yeah. Strong pick. Strong second overall pick. Lunchbox?
Man, I don't know if you're, I don't think you're scared of the women. I sometimes worry about that, but I would have to say maybe you think what could come in the future? Like, the grass is greener on the other side. Like, ooh, is there going to be something else out there that's going to be even better? Am I settling if I stay with this person? And, ooh, the best person is going to come along.
I feel that's a terrible pick.
You could have picked that one in the fifth round.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's one at all. Morgan, number two, anything?
Okay. I don't, you guys are wrong.
What would Amy's be?
Oh, I said he has a fear of abandonment. Which means if he commits to something, he's always scared it's going to hurt him.
I would say kind of fear of commitment, almost.
Almost. Either you say it or you don't. This is your pick in the draft.
But clarify and say in relationships, because he can commit to a job like nothing.
Fear, yeah.
Okay, listen. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, everyone on the show. You have a good team. Well, Lunchboxes is not right. But the rest of you guys really nailed it. I feel
all
better.
Right, all right.
Worse about myself, but thank you. All right. Check. Bobby Bones Show. So what happened?
Well, it's been a long time since I went to get a pedicure, and it felt so good. It was so relaxing. I had my feet in the warm water, and then she just started doing her thing, and I fell asleep. I picked out the color. I told her I wanted Funny Bunny, which is like a white, to match my white nails, and I fall asleep. And I wake up because she's done. She even has to wake me up. Ma'am, I'm done. And I look, and my toes are not Funny Bunny. They're like bubble bath, which is pink.
Oh, God forbid.
Oh, my goodness.
But it doesn't matter.
What did you do?
I know. I know this is not a real problem.
Did you riot?
No. This was the predicament. Yeah. I was suddenly caught because, one, I really didn't want more time there at the nail salon, but it was relaxing, so I would take it. But I said to myself, what do I do? Do I tell her this is the wrong color? I asked you for Funny Bunny and come off as a total diva who also got to take a nap while she was working on my toes. But it wasn't what I asked for. So, or do I just ignore it and walk out with the pink and pay for it, even though it's not what I asked for? So you want to know what I did? What do you think I did?
Well, I know what I would have done. I would have just been like, all right, thank you. I'd have been like, well, that's my fault for falling asleep.
Wait, no. But you asked for the white.
I know.
Before you fell asleep. So how's it
I still would have just paid for it. And like, I shouldn't have fallen asleep.
I know. But I have a photo shoot thingy.
With
and
your
I need
toes?
Well, I don't
it's
know.
It's a whole foot fit. She's doing the whole thing online now, making a little extra cash.
I don't know if the pink won't go with the outfit or my nails. My nails are already white. So I was in a predicament and I, in the nicest way possible.
Oh, you asked her to repaint it? There's nothing wrong with that, by
the
way.
Because I was paying for it and I know what I asked for. And so I try to be so nice, and I hope that she received it that way.
Where my Funny Bunny? Beep!
No, I did. I know. Fingernail polish lingo is so... I said, I knew right away what it was because I know that color. And I said, that's bubble bath. I asked for Funny Bunny. Yeah. Oh, no. I said, I'm so sorry, but I need my fingers and toes to match, so I'm going to have you redo it. Oh, it hurts to even relive this.
You weren't wrong, though.
I know, but it's still uncomfortable. Someone just worked so hard and they looked so pretty. Mm-hmm. And if I honestly didn't have anything going on, I would have just kept it. It's not the end of the world. But I couldn't, and I felt like a diva. But
I do have some audio of Amy at the salon talking to the girl. Here you go. Get my Funny Bunny, mother...
Oh, not Amy. That's audio from you there.
Yeah. My toes look like a piece of...
I said funny buddy.
Golly, I've never felt like more of a diva.
No, that's not a diva. You did ask for that.
Right.
You paid for that.
If I had somehow...
You just asked me what I would have done, I'd have been like, you know what? Maybe both bad, not so bad.
Right. I know.
Morgan, number two, you're a girl. What do you think?
I think I would have just left. I'm so awkward. I wouldn't have.
But then you would have had to paint them yourselves, maybe, yeah, or something. Which is fine, but I don't own Funny Bunny. I'm out. I ran out.
Who's the... Who gave me this Funny Bunny?
I don't want bubble. Maybe math. I don't have the beep.
I do. I have the f***ing beep. You know what I mean? You can do whatever, yes, I want over here.
Oh, yeah. Mother. I know. The struggle is real.
The struggle
you try to take a nap.
Real, man.
You try to take a nap while you're getting a pedicure. What is this life?
Yeah. You're just trying to get a little sleep. Sleep off that. You know what I'm saying?
But somebody just tuned in right now. And they're like, oh, my gosh, Bobby's lost it.
I don't curse.
I don't curse.
Oh,
gosh.
I haven't said a curse word in about 100 f***ing years. You know what I'm saying?
Ay-yi-yi.
All right. Well, listen, you're good. There was not a wrong answer there.
Well, thanks. But
there was not a wrong answer.
I didn't like being in that position, though.
Okay. You're good, though. Your toes look good now?
Yeah, everything's white. There. Funny bunnied up, toes and fingers.
She's funny bunnied up. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Bobby Bones Show. Hey, if you hear the show today and you're like, man, sure wish there was more to hear from Amy's voice. Like, maybe it's not the Bobby Bones Show, but I just wish I could hear Amy's voice.
Yeah.
You have a podcast you can listen to called Four Things with Amy Brown.
It's a lot more of my voice.
Yeah, yes. It's a spinoff. It's basically a spinoff of this show.
It is.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So check it out today. Search in your podcast wherever you listen. If it's iHeartRadio, that'd be amazing. If it's wherever you listen to podcasts, just search Four Things with Amy Brown.
It's free.
It's free.
Did you say that?
F-R-E-E.
You listen to me for free.
That's right. Mine's called The Bobby Cast. I have an interview show you can check out. Hey, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.